Welcome back. I hope that there was some beauty and pleasantness in that walking time for you. So in a few minutes, I'm going to talk about finding home in the present moment and how mindfulness helps us with that. But to begin and to kind of set the tone for this next period, I'd like to sing with you a song by Thich Nhat Hanh and Nina Wise called Breath. It's the second song on your handout. And like with I Have Arrived, I will sing it repeatedly, and as soon as you get a sense of the tune, join in. And I also wanted to say that you don't ever have to sing. If you would like to just sit and receive the sound of the music, that's always fine. Now, part of the fruit of this practice and part of my theme about home in the present moment is that as we keep on arriving in each moment, we can begin to notice what's wonderful about it. And so much about what's wonderful in any given moment is typically outside of the of conscious awareness. We're so conditioned to, be preparing for things or be thinking about what's happening next at work or be worrying about, whatever series of things we're worried about. That some of the things that keep showing up in the present moment aren't, unless we're bringing mindfulness to it, usually in consciousness. But when we're coming back to the in-breath, out-breath, we can begin to notice that it's incredibly wonderful and blessed simply to be safe. Simply the fact that we are all here together in this house and we're safe, that we're not in a war zone, that alone is a component of this moment that we're sharing that is cause for rejoicing. And there's so many other things too. The way the chair is holding us up. The places in the body that don't have pain. Thich Nhat Hanh said, learn to appreciate the non-toothache. The ways that our senses are functioning for us. And it actually becomes really fun to come back over and over into the present moment and to find out what it is in this moment that's wonderful. So if I wake up in the middle of the night and remember to come back into mindfulness and that this moment is my home, I can begin to deeply appreciate the dark. How much it nourishes me and how much I love the darkness of the room in the middle of the night and the breathing and what a gift it is. How interesting and fun after a while just to be breathing. Eckhart Tolle says, if you've come to hear me speak expecting to get anything, then you should probably just go home because I have nothing to give. All I have to do right now is to show you that whatever is arising is worthy, is enough. And the deeper we go into this moment, the more just naturally a sense of joy arises. That we don't need any big theater. We don't need any spectacle. We don't need any more than what's happening right now. This poem is called Please Come Home. It's by Jane Hooper. Please come home. Please come home. Find the place where your feet know where to walk and follow your own trail home. Please come home. Please come home into your own body, your own vessel, your own earth. Please come home into each and every cell and fully into the space that surrounds you. Please come home. Please come home to trusting yourself and your instincts and your ways and your knowings and even the particular quirks of your personality. Please come home. Please come home. And once you are firmly there, please stay a while and come to a deep rest within. Please treasure your home. Please love and embrace your home. Please get a deep, deep sense of what it's like to be truly home. Please come home. Please come home. And when you're really, really ready, and there's a detectable urge on the out-breath, then please come out. Please come home, and please come forward. Please express who you are to us, and please trust us to see you and hear you and touch you and recognize you as best we can. Please come home. Please come home and let us know all the nooks and crannies that are calling to be seen. Please come home and let us know the more that wants to come out. For you belong here now. You belong among us. Please inhabit your place fully so we can learn from you, from your voice and your ways and your presence. Please come home. Please come home. And when you feel yourself home, please welcome us too. For we too forget that we belong and we are welcome and that we are called to express fully who we are. Please come home. Please come home. You and you and you. And me, please come home. Thank you, Earth, for welcoming us. And thank you, touch of eyes and ears and skin. Thank you, love, for welcoming us. May we wake up and remember who we truly are. Please come home. That's the imperative of this practice. And you can see why the Buddha called it swimming upstream, because it's different from the imperatives of most cultures, goal-driven, seeking happiness outside ourselves, imagining that happiness and peace live in some future place, when we somehow have it all together. But that really is an imagining, because we live in impermanence. The reality of this place where we are is that everything keeps changing. And so it's not possible to land somewhere in the future and always have success and happiness. And even when we do achieve success, there's always some other side to it. So the teaching here instead is to let go of future and past and find out what's happening here now. Teaching the mind over and over simply to let go and come back to what's happening now. And then there's a paradigm shift. Because once we realize that, oh, there's not really a future goal that's going to land me into a place of permanent peace and happiness, that really the amazing, the beautiful is happening right now. And so the chore isn't to get to some future goal. The chore is to teach the mind to find out what's happening right now and infuse it with curiosity and appreciation and compassion. This is from Mary Oliver, Mindful. Every day, I see or hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It was what I was born for. To look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world. To instruct myself over and over again in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant. But I'm talking of the ordinary, the common, the very drab. The daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made of grass. So while we're here, we will be redirecting our efforts. All of us, so trained to direct our efforts towards our goals, our future goals. But our efforts this weekend are to direct our efforts into what's happening now. The prayers that are made of grass. When we bring mindfulness, it's more possible to be astonished by grass, which we see every day. Without mindfulness, we would take grass for granted, think that it doesn't matter, and that we need to be putting our attention urgently towards some future goal. When really, here is the earth welcoming us every moment, offering herself up only for our attention. And once our attention is there, we begin to see, wow, every day, every moment, wow. And you can see how if you're in a wow state about grass, how you would be in joy a lot more. We've been given a home. We've been given this short, precious life. And it's our job to bring our awareness to it. Can feel less stressed and urgent. And it all starts with this mindfulness practice. When I first began with my meditation practice, I felt strongly that the goal was concentration, the bliss states, and the kind of different, kind of amazing things that happen to people when they're in deep concentration practice, and that's wonderful. But for me, honestly, more and more and more wonderful is really being in this life as it is arising. And that really, really changes things. Another thing that's always with us in the present moment that is worthy of our adoration is our body. It's here with us now. It's totally amazing. And bringing more and more awareness and inquiry into what's happening here. What a gift it is, and how worthy of our love. And that could be a complete 180 from some of the toxic conditioning around how we can perceive our bodies. Whatever size or shape, ability or disability, pain or wellness, age, struggles, whatever this body is going through, it is so worthy of our love. So amazing. But we can't really see it and be in it unless we're dropping into the present, noticing, you know, wow, all this kindness coming up and supporting this process of me through the body. And then as we go along through life, the present moments change all the time. They just keep changing. And they can be quite beautiful and amazing, and they can be quite difficult. And when they're beautiful and amazing, we have to be careful not to attach. Think this is the way it's always going to be. When they're difficult, be careful not to get into avoidance and aversion. And when they're neutral, be careful not to just space out. But take each thing that's coming as worthy of inquiry. This is The Guest House by Rumi. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival. a joy, depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Hafiz says, this place where you are right now, God circled on a map for you. And just imagine if that's so, if the infinite has conspired to give you each moment as it arises. Well, bring interest to it. So then what's happening? That's easier to believe when things are simple or comfortable, and harder to believe when they are very difficult. But that acting as if what's happening right now is what meant to be. So we're going to go into another sitting practice, and before we do, I want to teach you a song that comes from Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. In one of my other lives, I'm a Jewish song leader. This one, though, is a great song for mindfulness practice. It's called Return Again. So if the present moment is our home, the place that we come home to in that Jane Hooper poem, then we leave our home when we get lost in thought. And then we return again to our home when we come back into awareness of the present moment. That's one of those things that's really simple to talk about and really difficult to practice, because there's so much momentum to be lost in our thinking. So this song is a reminder, Return Again. It sounds like this. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are, return to what you are, return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Yes, so in this next period of practice, that's what we'll be doing. And don't forget the kindness piece. We're practicing coming back over and over into this moment, this place of home. And when we forget, with deep kindness, bringing ourselves back to investigate what is in this moment and what is wonderful in this moment. So again, the body alert and comfortable. And I really also want to encourage you on this retreat that if the body needs something different from what you're giving it, to have the willingness to offer that to your body. So if your body, if the back is in pain and your body needs or would benefit from lying down, I want to invite you in this retreat to go ahead and set yourself up to lie down. Now the reason why many teachers don't say that is because we often fall asleep when we fall down, but when we lie down, fall down is worse. Often fall asleep when we lie down, and obviously, when we're asleep, we're not doing the practice of mindfulness. And but for the purposes of practicing kindness, I want to encourage you on this retreat to do that. To fall asleep, use your own discernment about, okay, so I'm falling asleep a lot and I really want to be practicing mindfulness, so I'm going to sit or I'm going to stand. But make the adjustments that you need to make so that your body is at ease. Because part of making home, making the present moment home, is really good self-care. And we don't want to be militaristic in our practice, because ultimately that's not going to translate in how we want to be, in what we want to be infusing for ourselves and others into the present moment. What we practice is what we ultimately repeat. And so bringing awareness, but also bringing compassion and patience. Really important. Okay, so this is our practice. We are our own monitors here. We're noticing, we're our own guides, because it's an internal practice. Noticing when we're dissociating, getting lost, and then coming back over and over, coming back with inquiry. And if it's helpful, you can use the rise and fall of breath as an anchor for staying here.